A multi-million dollar science experiment at the Princeton Plasma Physics Lab has started operations after more than a decade of construction and testing. It could shed more light on disruptive solar flares. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
Every once in a while, explosions called solar flares happen on the surface of the sun. Charged particles leave the sun, and some of those hit the Earth's atmosphere. It can cause the northern lights. It can also disrupt radio communication, satellites, GPS systems, or power grids. The new experiment at the Princeton Plasma Physics Lab studies those explosions by recreating them on a small scale. Plasma physicist Han Tao Ji is one of the lead scientists.
Natural phenomena is very hard to control. You keep staring at the sun, you wait and magic happens.
Instead of waiting for magic to happen at the sun, scientists can now make their own small explosions and measure what happens. The hope is that someday they will understand why and how these explosions happen to make better forecasts for when they will happen. It is also useful for the study of nuclear fusion, where the idea is to recreate the chemical reactions that power the sun here on Earth to generate a lot of cheap electricity. The Department of Energy says that is why they consider this experiment a priority and continue to fund it, despite cuts to science overall. However, the scientists cautioned that this is the only device of its kind in the world, so they have more tests to do before they can start running the experiments. Alan Yu, WHYY News.